Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen, and I am joined today by my good friend, as always, Christian Castain. How you doing, Chris? It is early morning time in each of our respective locations in the country. We decided to mix it up a little bit.
Yep,
today.
Not because we wanted to, but we're
ready?
Mixing it up anyway. I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
What Chris is passive-aggressively referring to is the fact I have plans tonight. So, we will be discussing all the games right here, right now. And, it should be a lot of fun. We can't waste too much time. It's the last Sunday of a regular season. So, for a lot of people, this is the last Sunday of football until August. And that's sad for a lot of people, but maybe also hopeful, because the off season is always an exciting time.
Not for normal football fans, but for us it is.
I think it's exciting. I love the off season.
That is not true. Don't lie to yourself.
That's not true. I like the offseason better than I like MLB regulars.
Well, none of us are huge fans of that. Okay. But let's get on with the show.
Well.
Yeah.
Thanks for keeping
like
me
you
on
say.
Track. So we're going to go through each game. We're going to have 3 minutes. We're going to go back and forth. I'll start with you, Chris. You throw one thing to watch from one of the teams, and then
yep.
I'll take the team you didn't cover. Sound good? All right.
For me,
let's start with Packers Lions.
I'm going to go to the Packers here. I want to see really the pieces around Aaron Rodgers. I want to see how they play. I know Aaron Rodgers is going to be legit, or I'm not talking, he's not playing, obviously, but I want to see the other pieces around him, like Williams and Devontae Adams. I want to see them play well for, oh my gosh. Brett Hundley, yeah, wow, I'm already losing track early. That's what I really want to see. And the defense, I want to see the defense improved in this game. This Detroit Lions team has been very inconsistent offensively. I need to see some improvement out of this Packers defense.
As far as the Lions go, I think that something I'll be very interested to see is if they play Matthew Stafford this whole game, mainly because I feel like obviously he's going to be your starter for the next little while, but I'd like to see Brad Kaya and their backups a little bit. So that'll be interesting to see if they play. Not a whole lot on the Detroit side to get excited about in this game. I think that Jim Caldwell is going to be fired on Black Monday, so this sounds like his final game in Detroit. Moving on.
I'm going to go to the Colts side of the ball here, because for the Texans, there's really not a whole lot because Deshaun Watson's out. You got so many injuries. But on the Colts side, Jacoby Brissett. Now, does this game mean a lot? No, it does not. But still, I want to see in his final, probably his final game as a Colt, I want to see him play very well. And then possibly either he's going to get moved or something. I just want to see how he plays in general in this game. Even though it's against a bad Texans defense, that's what I would call it this season. It's been bad. That's the player to watch for me.
All right. On the Texans side for me, it's Will Fuller. People hype him up a lot, especially in fantasy, but without Deshaun Watson, he has not performed like a number two wide receiver. He hasn't had a 50-yard game without Deshaun Watson this year. And as the number one guy this year Deshaun Watson likely not going, DeAndre Hopkins, pardon me, likely not going to play this game. I really want to see if Fuller can step up and make the catches that a wide receiver one would usually make for the Texans, because I think that he's a good wide receiver, but if he can't stand alone, then I think they need to make some moves this offseason to strengthen their wide receiver core, because they've been just so bad without Watson that you can see there's a lot of, they're kind of like the Packers where Watson hides all their weaknesses, but they have a lot of area to improve on this offseason.
Yeah, for me, I'm going to take the Bears in this one, and I'm going to pick Jordan Howard. Granted, now, we know he's not going to have a 100-150-yard type game, but it will be interesting to see what happens in this game for Jordan Howard, especially being that he's probably going to get 20 carries, I would think, at least. I want to see him put up some good yardage in this game, get ready for the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay, I'm not sure how to get ready too much for the Pro Bowl, but I do want to see. Yeah, but the Vikings, in my mind, doesn't sound like they're going to rest guys, because with a win, they can lock up a first-round bye, but they don't have to win necessarily. So I'd expect their starters to play through about the first half. I think we're going to see a little bit of Teddy Bridgewater in this game, just so they can warm him up. I don't think they're moving away from Case Keenum at this point, but it's good to have... I think that they'll play Teddy Bridgewater in the second half so they can warm him up. So if they need him in the playoffs in a pinch, they have the confidence in him coming in already warmed up. So I think we'll see Bridgewater. I think they're going to play the defense the whole time, though. If you look at this defense, a unique thing about them is they don't really rotate players in and out. And I think the Vikings are one of the teams that a bye could hurt them just because they rely so heavily on playing so much. So I think they're going to play their starters for most of this game. I wouldn't be shocked if I saw the defense with their starters out there until the start of the fourth quarter. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing if Teddy Bridgewater will
play. Oh yeah, there's not a whole lot in this game to watch. I mean, just be honest, there's not. But if you're gonna give, if I had to pick somebody to watch, it'd probably be Josh McCown. This could be his final start.
Josh McCown is injured. He's been out for the season for like 3 weeks, buddy.
I don't. You want to take the Patriots? Because there's literally nothing to smile on about the Jets.
Okay, I'll take the Jets.
I'll take the Patriots. If you want to take the Jets.
For the Jets, I just want to see. Okay, you take the Patriots. I'll take the Jets. So the Jets. For me, I want to see how bad Christian Hackenberg is, because they've played Bryce Petty for the last 3 weeks, and he's been awful, and I don't understand why they're not giving Hackenberg a chance to play, unless the reports are true, and he's just, like, worse than the worst quarterback in the league.
Bryce Petty, in my opinion, is the worst quarterback in the league.
I want to see Christian Hackenberg. I want to see how bad you can get at the position. A little bit of breaking news this morning that just came out. Todd Bowles and Mike Maccagnan both got contract extensions, so they are both safe. The Jets won't be making any coaching changes this year. I'll throw you the easy one, the Patriots.
The defense that's going to be interesting to watch is... I expect a shutout. I want to see the Patriots shut out the Jets, because they're playing Bryce Petty Tristan Halper, whoever they're playing. It doesn't matter. We know they're both not good quarterbacks. They need to hold. They need to have a shutout today or Sunday. Excuse me.
Also in this game, James Harrison, of course, earlier in the week, signed to the Patriots. So I'd expect them to play him a lot, simply because Belichick doesn't if you look back at history, Belichick doesn't really believe in resting his starters. I'd expect the team to start into the fourth quarter. I think if they're ahead by 3 scores or blowing out the Jets, which they should be, he'll probably give them a rest. But I'd expect the Pats starters to play most of this game. Moving on to the Giants and the Redskins.
Well, out of the two bad teams,
who you
I'm going to
take
the Giants. Eli Manning, he needs to rebound. He desperately needs to rebound in this game. I mean, granted, we were talking about against the Redskins defense, but still, Eli Manning had such a terrible game last week. He had 2 interceptions to 0 touchdowns, and they score 0 points. Like, you can't. They need to have a quick rebound in this, or Eli Manning needs to have a quick rebound in this game, in my opinion.
Okay. I don't think Eli Manning's gonna play a lot of this game. Davis Webb has been activated. I'm thinking that Eli will probably play about a quarter of this game, and then Webb will back up most of the time.
Don't
know
why.
That's kind of a consensus thought. Dave Gettleman was just signed to be their Dave Gettleman was just signed to be their GM yesterday, so I think that Gettleman is just gonna want to see what he has
possible.
In Webb. So I think they're gonna move Eli now for sure, and I think Webb is gonna see a lot of playing time possible. Almost all the NFL insiders are saying it. So we are gonna move on to the Redskins. It'll be fascinating to see. This will kind of be, I think, Kirk Cousins. This is gonna be a game for him where he's gonna light it up, because this is really his tryout game. And I think the Washington Redskins aren't dumb enough to let him go in free agency, but they might be, because Bruce Allen, for some reason, doesn't believe he's a franchise quarterback. I'd expect Kirk Cousins to really light it up, because he's basically playing this game for one of the biggest contracts in NFL history. Because when he gets paid,
unless they give him another franchise tag,
big. And yeah, well, he actually has an option on that at this point, where he can decline the franchise tag. And he said he would probably look into doing that. So either way, Kirk Cousins is going to get paid this offseason. So it should be an interesting game to watch. I'd expect Cousins to go off. The Cowboys and the Eagles. The Eagles are going to play their starters, and mainly Nick Foles, just to get Nick Foles some reps. That's about it for the Eagles. Not a whole lot on them. The Cowboys,
the offensive
what
line,
are you going to look for in the
as
Cowboys?
I've been saying all season, it's been very under average. I don't expect many of the Philadelphia Eagle defensive linemen to start in this game. I need to see, I'm not going to say greatness, but I need to see something good come out of that offensive line of the Dallas Cowboys. Zeke Elliott, I expect about 150 yards. He still has a chance to get over a 1,000-yard season, and that's pretty impressive for him to have missed 6 games. But yeah, that's really, besides that, not really too much as far as the Cowboys go, because they're out of the playoffs.
Moving on to the Browns and the Steelers. The Browns, there's literally nothing to talk about. They could go 0-16. I think Hugh Jackson is going to be fired at this point. I'd be shocked if he isn't. As far as the Steelers go, they're playing for something. So I just want to hear, what do you think the score is going to be in this game?
Probably 42-0.
Steelers,
or 42-7. It's going to be that game's going to be absolutely awful. Because the Steelers are starting all of their players, because they still have a chance, legit chance, to get that number one seed. If the Patriots lose, they get that number one seed. So it's going to be an ugly game. That game's not even going to be close.
It wouldn't shock me if it was close, though, just because I think the Browns players don't want, like, no one wants to go 0-16. Like, it's not just, they realize that going 0-16 is bad, so I wouldn't be shocked. I think the Steelers win no matter what, but I wouldn't be shocked if this game came down to just 7 or 10 points and if the Browns played one of their best games of the season. Just because they don't want to go.
Oh yeah, but I don't see that happening. So, I don't see. I see them going. Like I said, I see them going 0-16. The Steelers are just too good. They're not even in the same ballpark as the Browns. There's no chance of an upset, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, I don't think there's a chance of an upset either. I just think it could be close. Moving on to the Panthers and the Falcons. More just about this game. So, where are you at as a Falcons
fan with this game? The offense has to improve.
Give me a rundown.
Devontae Freeman has to get more carries. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I know you said Julio Jones, but I don't agree with that. He had a good game last week. Devontae Freeman had 11 carries. That's completely unacceptable, even when you have Tevin Coleman. This is a run-heavy team this season, and I'm not saying that's wrong. I expect them to have 20 to 25 carries. But that's the main thing. It's the offense. It's not really. I'm not. And then Matt. Of course, you know Matt Ryan has to improve, but that's besides the point. It's more about getting that run game going. They should have had it going already. They haven't, unfortunately. But they still got a chance to. I could see 20 to 25 carries against the Panthers. I have no doubts that. What was I gonna say? I have no doubts that Julio Jones is going to get his yards and his targets. I don't doubt that because he's gotten them for the most part, off at least off and on, for the most part all season. It's not like he's been missed all season. He still has a chance to get 1,500 yards. Like they're targeting him. It's just Matt Ryan, and then, of course, getting Devontae Freeman more carries. The defense, I'm not going to stress about the defense. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to stress about the
defense. That's it? You're just going to... Okay. I think that I'm going to take the Panthers in this game, but it wouldn't shock me if the Falcons won, just because they've had this tendency this year, and I don't know if you agree or not, Chris, but even though they might be kind of a mediocre team and kind of middle of the road, they seem to win the big games.
What was that again?
Would I be wrong in that kind of assessment?
More impressive thing is they lose these games that they're supposed to win, but give or take last week. But they win the games they're not supposed to win, or we say that they're not we would say they're not favored to win. I'll put it that way.
Moving on to the Jaguars and the Titans. The Jaguars have already locked up the AFC South. It sounds like they're going to play their starters for most of this game. But the Titans, on the other hand, have a lot to play for. If they lose this game, they are out, pretty much, unless a lot of things go their way. So, in your opinion,
well,
who's going to win this game and why?
We're talking about Chiefs-Broncos, right? You must be on a different list.
No. Oh.
Okay, Jaguars-Titans.
Chiefs-Broncos is my favorite team, so that's up at the top.
Okay.
We'll get to Chiefs-Broncos next.
This is tough because I don't know if Jacksonville's going to start their starters. Can you confirm that?
I just said that they look like they're going to start their starters this week.
I haven't seen it, so I'm going to assume they are right now. That's why I would pick the Jaguars. I just don't like the Tennessee team. Like, and we've talked about it all season. They don't have a strength, in my opinion. Not really. If you go, maybe the offensive line, but still, that still hasn't been their greatest strength this season. This team is not a very good team. I don't believe it. I'm going to take the Jaguars, and I don't think it'll be very close. I'm going to take them by 14 points.
All right, I'm gonna take the Titans, not because I want them to win. I want them to lose just so they'll fire Mike Mularkey and get Marcus Mariota a real coach. But I mean, they just seem to win these kind of games, you know, where you're like, they don't have a chance. They're kind of like the Falcons. And the fact that when we underrate them, they come out and we're even if it's a sloppy win. On the other hand, over the past few years, they've been known to choke in late season division games. I don't know. I think I'd take the Titans in this game, but I'd want the Jaguars to win. Our next game, the Rams and the 49ers. The Rams resting their starters. Not a whole lot to watch for on the Rams. I'll just give you what I'm looking for on the 49ers. Jimmy G, of course. I think he's going to have another awesome day. I watched more film on him last night. I can't find a thing this guy does wrong. I love him, and I think I've said it before, but I don't think I've said it with such emphasis. I think that the 49ers will make the playoffs next year. After the draft, I will be willing to lock it up. But for right now, I think there is a very high probability, Mr. Percentages, like 80% chance that they make the playoffs.
I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they're probably gonna make the playoffs. It's not locked up for sure, but I like their chances for sure under Jimmy Garoppolo. Of course, if Jimmy signs with the Patriots or with the 49ers, excuse me again, which I think he will. I think he's staying. There's really not a whole lot to talk about with the Rams. We just need to see consistency, see the same thing we've saw. I want to see them keep up with what they've done. Besides that, there's not a whole lot to talk about with the Rams.
All right, moving on to our next game, the Broncos and the Chiefs. So the Chiefs starting their backups in this game. I said this before, and I'll say it again. I think Vance Joseph in this game is coaching for his job. And if they lose to the Chiefs' backups, I think it's very unlikely that he comes back next year. Paxton Lynch is going to be starting for the Broncos. That's not necessarily a good thing. I think he's the worst quarterback on that roster, and we're going to find that out very quickly. But I think I'll take the Chiefs here, and I think Vance Joseph is done, even though I don't think he necessarily deserves to be fired. The Chiefs, on the other hand, are starting their backups.
Not really. I want to see what Mahomes does. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
I said Mahomes. I don't think he misunderstood. Mahomes. No, I'm being serious. I think he misunderstood what I said. But yeah, I want to see how he plays. All right. This game could factor into if Alex Smith struggles in the playoffs, we could see Patrick Mahomes playing next season. But I think Alex Smith has to have a bad playoff run. But yeah, it's possible. So this is a very important game for Patrick Mahomes, in my opinion.
All right, yeah, I'm excited to see Patrick Mahomes play as well. I want to see what he can do. The Bills and the Dolphins. If a lot of things go right for the Bills, if the Jaguars lose and the Chargers lose, which are two very real possibilities. If the Titans lose and the Chargers lose, I mean, which are two very real possibilities, and the Bills win, the Bills would be in the playoffs. They play the Dolphins, and as much as I want to pick the Bills, I think you're right. I think if you look at history, the Bills and Dolphins, they split division games, and the Bills wax the Dolphins. I think Jay Cutler's going to be playing in his last game this game, and I think the Dolphins finish at 7-9.
I'm going to take the Dolphins as well.
I'm going to take the Dolphins.
I know you knew all along I was going to. I said it 3 weeks ago, I was going to take the Dolphins. I'm taking them today. I still, Jay Cutler hasn't been very good, but he's been good enough in some games. And this game spells disaster for the Bills. Because I think, for me, the streak the Bills have missed the playoffs, that, for me, just my personal opinion, it factors in to why I think they're going to lose this game. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs again. They're going to fall apart, and they're going to lose this game. I'm actually going to go scoreline here. I'm going to go 35-25 Dolphins.
Yeah, I'm going to be rooting for the Bills just because I like the Bills, but I think it's going to be much lower scoring than that. I think you put way too much stock in both these offenses. I don't think either is that good.
It's
I think
possible. It'll end up being 13-17. It could be a lower scoring game.
Moving on to the Chargers and the Raiders. And I'll let you start because I'll finish.
You're going to want to go Chargers, so I'm going to have to go Raiders. Marshawn, for me, I was going to say Marshawn Lynch, but I don't. He's got like 90 yards. Oh, gosh. I had something blaring in my ear. I think Marshawn Lynch, I want to see him get that 10,000 yard career goal. I think he has like 90 yards to go. I'm not 100% sure if that's right, but it's close. I want to see if he can hit that against the Chargers. Do I think he will? Probably not, but I think it'll be very interesting to see if he can hit it. I think it would be a pretty good. That's probably the best thing out of the Raiders to watch for. And you're going to go Chargers.
Okay. So the Chargers play. All right.
Yep.
The Chargers play very badly the last 2 weeks. But if they could just get this game, if they finish playing well, I mean, I think that the Chargers are a team that could legitimately make a playoff run if they finish strong in this game. And they have a more talented roster. They have a better quarterback, a better running back, a better defense, and better wide receivers. And for that reason, I know the Chargers are going to charge it. I'm locking up the Raiders.
In this game, just based.
Chargers going to charge it. Locking up the Raiders. No, you can't flip your pick. We're in agreement here.
Chargers
lose.
But the reason I'm picking the Chargers is because mainly.
No, you picked the Raiders. You go back, and anyone who's listening to the show will remember that you picked the Raiders.
I did not.
You can't flip your pick. No, right this week. Yes, you did. You literally said, "Well, you're gonna go Chargers, I'm gonna go Raiders."
That was I wasn't talking about the pick itself. I was just talking about I was gonna talk about the Raiders. You were gonna talk about the Chargers. I'm taking the Chargers in this football game. You can't. Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were just picking this one. All right.
I'm taking the Chargers.
Well,
I'm taking the Chargers.
I took the Raiders. All right.
They're overall better team this season than the Raiders. I'm taking the Chargers, and it's not going to be close. Yep.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Well, if you want to lock it up so we can have a lock off.
Even though you're right. Hoping for the Chargers win, I'm not.
To end the season. The Spice.
They play football
the Cardinals
this weekend, yeah.
And the Seahawks. They play football. Let's just pick this game, and I'm not going to lie to you. I believe a lot in feelings and, like, the emotional side of football. This is going to be Bruce Arians' last game. His players are going to play really hard for him, and I think the Cardinals are going to upset the Seahawks in Seattle. This game is always close no matter who's playing at quarterback. We've seen years past where Drew Stanton has played at quarterback in this game, even though he won't be starting this week, where it's a close game. I think Blaine Gabbert can win it. I think it's going to be a gritty, low-scoring game like these games often are. And I'm going to take the Cardinals. Let's go 13-10.
I think the Seahawks will win this game. I almost picked the Cardinals just the way they've been playing lately, but I just can't make myself do it. I'm taking the Seahawks in this game, even with all their... I know,
the Cardinals are playing much
like
better than the Seahawks.
The reason being is Russell Wilson. I like Russell Wilson a lot better. I know we all do. Nobody's gonna pick Blaine Gabbert over Russell Wilson. So I'm talking about as a better quarterback.
I just did.
I like the better quarterback in this matchup. I'm gonna take Seahawks. Close one, 23-20.
All right, the Saints and the Buccaneers. Let's just pick this one.
Yes, it is.
This isn't a cakewalk for the Saints. The Buccaneers have played their best. Really? Because go look at the way the Buccaneers have played the last three weeks. I think you're ignoring the game film and the stat lines because the Buccaneers have played. Did you watch them play the Chargers?
They didn't play the Chargers.
The Panthers. They played them extremely tight. They played the Panthers extremely tight. Right. They played the Falcons extremely tight. I think they're gonna play the Saints tight. I'm gonna pick the Saints, but it would not shock me if the Buccaneers pulled an upset in this game. That being said, I'm picking the Saints, but I think it'll be a close game.
A 0% chance to win this game. I'm not saying it's gonna be a complete cakewalk.
That's disrespectful.
I know that's what I said earlier, but I don't think it'll be a complete cakewalk, but I'm gonna take the Saints in this game. 10 points, 31-21. The final game of the regular
of
season.
The week, the Bengals and the Ravens. The Bengals, there is no Sunday night football, surprisingly. Good for the NFL, they didn't give us a bad primetime game because there aren't really any great primetime games. And if the Seahawks had lost earlier in the day, that Panthers-Falcons game wouldn't have mattered in Sunday night, and we'd see a bunch of backups. So I'm glad they didn't give us Sunday night football this week. I'm going to take the Ravens in this game, obviously. They are going to play their starters, I think, for most of the first half, get them warmed up, and walk into the playoffs. I think the Ravens are, at this point, a lot has to happen for them to get knocked out. They're going to be a great team, and I'm taking the Ravens in this game. There's nothing to watch for on the Bengals, really. I think they're going to blow it all up. I think Marvin Lewis is going to be gone. I think they're going to get a new quarterback. I'm going to – if maybe Joe Mixon has a big game in this game, I'd watch the Ravens' defense to see if they can improve. They've played pretty bad.
Well, yeah, there's really not a whole lot to talk about this game, especially on the Bengals side, because we don't know what's going to be there come next season. We don't know who's going to actually be there. Marvin Lewis, I don't think he's going to be there. I'm pretty sure he's not. I think he's confirmed that he's leaving. Or rumors are saying that he's leaving,
but
or he's getting parting ways, which is basically getting fired most of the time. But in other words, I'm gonna take the Ravens in this game for that reason. The Bengals are just a disaster right now. I know they played well last week, but I guess this Ravens defense, I give them no chance. Ravens probably I'm going to say a 10-point game.
All right. That's it. So, we will be back on Monday or Tuesday. One of the two. But let me just break down our schedule here for our listeners. Week 17 final games will be New Year's Eve afternoon. We obviously aren't doing a New Year's Eve night show. So New Year's Day, we'll probably be back to recap Black Monday and some of the Week 17 games. Then Tuesday, we will do a ranking show where we'll talk about who we think the best playoff teams are, who we think the best playoff quarterbacks are. And then Wednesday, this is different because we want to make sure everyone has enough time to listen. Wednesday, we will do our pick'em show for the wild card round. That'll be a longer show because not only will we cover our picks for the wild card round, we'll talk about our playoff brackets in general and just who we have going to the conference games, who we have winning the Super Bowl. That should be a lot of fun. And then we will get going in the playoffs. We'll go with the three-show rotation until the week of the conference championship games. That week, we might only do one game just because there are only one show, just because there will only be two games to talk about. So we might combine the division preview and the conference. Well, actually, that won't work. So we'll do we'll do two shows the week of the conference championship. And then Pro Bowl week, we'll only do one show just to recap the conference. And then Super Bowl week, we'll come back with three shows. We don't know our exact schedule then yet, but we'll go all the way through the Super Bowl. Then we'll get you to the off-season schedule. We'll take probably a week or two off, but then we'll be right back. And
actually, the grind just began. The grind never stopped. For the playoffs.
Just began. The grind just began, and the grind is just beginning for a never-ending off-season.
Yeah, y'all can just kind of ride with the schedule. We'll keep you updated as it goes by. We'll give you a schedule week by week.
But we will be back in 2018. To all our listeners, thank you very much for listening to the show. We started this about
August, I think. What? I believe July. It might have been in July or August. It might have been. I think it was the beginning of August. It was before the preseason started.
Beginning of August, yeah. This has been one of the funnest things I've ever done. So thanks for listening. I really enjoy this. I'm always thinking podcasts, always thinking writing for Pro Sports Fandom. We love you guys. Keep listening. Tell your friends about us. Subscribe. Tweet to us.
And
we love to talk football with you. And a big thanks to my co-host, Christian Castain. Thanks, buddy, for letting me drag you through this. It's been a wild ride, and it's gonna be a wild ride.
And of course, everybody, make sure you retweet our giveaway. You have a chance to win four people get a chance to win a gift card, and somebody will get an appearance on this show. So be sure to retweet that and like it and do all that jumbo jump.
Yeah, so do that. We will be I think we're going to keep that open
next week.
Literally until we announce it on next week's first show. So keep retweeting it. We'll send it out again with this podcast. But until then, we will see you next time. Peace out.